It has been a great summer of cricket, and part of the Channel 9 coverage, obviously, and an important part, an integral part of the Fairfax cricket commentary team is one of our former great captains, Ian Chappell, and Chappelli's online. G'day, Ian. Chappelli, you there?
Yes, hello, Gipsy. You got me?
Yeah, got you, mate. Loud and clear. What are your thoughts on Dave Warner's behaviour? I don't think it's necessary. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't just limit it to David Warner. There's an issue there, and it's a huge issue, and the ICC can't see it. None of the administrators can see it. I've read some administrators saying it's part of the game, you know, all this talking and carrying on. It's not part of the game. That's the first thing. A batsman is entitled to peace and quiet when he's out in the middle. But more importantly, the more that you allow to be said on the cricket field, the more chance that there'll be something personal said. And if something personal is said at the wrong time, when the bloke might be in the middle of who knows what. But they need to remember that one guy will have a bat in his hand, and that's a pretty dangerous weapon. So they haven't addressed the issue. Fining David Warner 50% of his wages or his match fee, that won't solve the problem. David has way too much to say on the cricket field. Your comments before, he can beat you with his bat. He doesn't need to add to it with his mouth. And this is the part that I object to. And I'm not suggesting for a moment that nothing was said on the field when I played. There were things that were said, but it wasn't a premeditated move or attack on someone. It happened in the in the heat of the moment, and there were responses and there were things said that were probably pretty silly. But personal stuff is ridiculous, and it'll cause trouble. Here's a further problem, Gibbsy. David Warner is encouraged to be, the way he is. Not, everyone says, oh, there's a line and you don't step over the line, but who knows what the line is? Get one of those players or the coaches or the administrators to tell you what the line is. I mean, where is the line?
Well Darren Lehman said, I was interested in his comments, and it's not as if anyone is really giving him the rounds of the kitchen for what his behaviour. It's basically being,
it's part of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the and but the thing about it is, he says, if the ICC, if we cross the line, we'll do something about it. Well, they have crossed the line because they've been fined.
Yeah, and
I'm worried about the image, Ian. I think the image of the game, and I don't know why cricket has to have such a physical component in terms of confrontation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I played a game where talking is supposed to be part of the game, or it's always said that baseball, a lot of talking goes on in baseball. I guarantee you nowhere near as much was said on the baseball field. And if you go to the professional level in America, very little is said on the field. And, they'll have the occasional stoush when someone throws one, too close or hits a batter. But very little is said on the field in baseball. It's a major problem. And the fact that they can't see it, haven't been able to see it for 15 years, at least the administrators, and the fact that they're still saying it's part of the game, it's like banging your head against a brick wall.
I don't know whether you glean this, and you talk to plenty of putters who watch the game. There's lots of people who have had difficulty over the years, and in this time frame you're talking about, warming to some of our players. They actually don't mind if Australia gets beaten, which is a terrible thing to say, but that's a fact, because of the behaviour of some of the players. They find it embarrassing that some of the players behave in the manner in which they do.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. Dean Jones on radio, I don't know if he actually said it on air, but we were talking, may have been off air, and he said that he played in a couple of lower-grade games. Now, I don't know whether he meant out in the country, because he lives out of town a bit in Melbourne, but he said he filled in, and he said he could not believe what was going on the field in the way of talk and you know, all the rest of it. And that, you know, leads to your point of the image. You know, if the kids see it happening, and people are telling me that there's a lot being said on the field as far as kids are concerned, you know, it's just ridiculous. And which means that those kids that are good enough that come through into the system, they'll come through thinking that way, that this is okay, it's part of the game. Well, someone's got to lower the boom and say it's not part of the game and we're going to get serious about punishing guys who do carry on.
Now, aside from that controversy, we've seen some pretty good performances by the Australians. Mitchell Starc, twice in a row, outstanding wickets in his first over, which is just always a great start.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I think he did himself a huge favour in the Sydney Test. I think he showed the selectors some things that they've been wanting to see and haven't seen. Now, the thing about it was he showed that with Mitchell Johnson away. Now, whether he sort of he feels a little overshadowed when Mitchell Johnson's there, or he feels like I don't have to be as aggressive with my bowling when Mitchell Johnson's there because he'll do it, I don't know, but if Mitchell Starc can keep it going when Johnson's there, then that's a hell of a combination they've got. And, you know, I mean, wicket-taking bowlers in any form of the cricket are, in any form of cricket are tremendous, but the shorter the form, the more important it is that someone can take wickets. And the point you made is a good one, that getting them, when you get them in the first over, it's crucial and does just so much for the team. His performance, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing now with his action. He's got tremendous rhythm. He's looking like it's all happening rather easily, which is always a concern for a batsman, because you're thinking to yourself, hang on, this fella's still got a little bit more left under the accelerator pedal. And that always worries you. And, you know, obviously the confidence is playing into that rhythm, and, you know, if he can keep it going, he's got, not only in one-day cricket but in Test cricket, he'll be a tremendous asset for Australia.
Cipelli, if we're talking about two right-armers, there wouldn't be an issue. But if we're talking about two left-armers, do you have any reservations if we were to open up with two left-armers?
No. Go back to, I can remember as a young bloke, watching Davidson and Metcalfe operate together, and they were a pretty devastating pair. I think the important thing is how good are the blokes. You know, if they're really good, it doesn't matter if they're left-handed, right-handed, or ambidextrous. You know, I don't see an yep. issue with the two left-armers.
Fantastic. And Cipelli, as it was finishing last night, if you turned over, you would have got a little bit of vision of what AB de Villiers had done last night. Extraordinary, 31 balls.
It is extraordinary, and you know he's quite an amazing player. He's got his own method of playing, and boy, it's very, very successful. But as a cricket administrator, you need to look at things other than four. Isn't that fantastic? We've got another world record. I mean, 16 sixes in an innings, 44 balls for 148.
149, 44 balls. And the previous record to that, obviously it's one short of 150, was Shane Watson, 150 of 83 balls.
Yeah, and 31 balls for 100. It all, you know, it looks fantastic and so on. But the question's got to be, has the balance between bat and ball got out of kilter? And I think the answer to that is yes, when you're seeing stats like that. And there's a couple of things. Then, you know, there's the point of 600 runs in the first innings of a test match is not what the game needs, because it basically sentences the team batting second to try and play for a draw. And it's basically signals almost the end of the contest. The same thing with 400 runs in the first innings of a one-day match. It basically signals the end of the contest. So I think they've got to, you know, they've got to start looking. And then there comes the really important issue. You know, I'm talking about the bats. You know, the bats are getting so much better. You can't do anything with the ball.